Dover Republican Representative Ross Spano is the co-sponsor of the Human Trafficking Awareness Signs bill.
It would require the posting of hotline numbers for victims in various public facilities, rest areas, rail stations, hospitals, that kind of thing. And so obviously that's important. So there are so many different facets of the trafficking battle. You come at it from so many different angles. This is one angle, and something really we've never done.
The new law would not just allow the signs to be posted in rest areas, way stations, and service plazas. It would also require the signs to be posted in emergency rooms, strip clubs, and certain massage establishments. Spano says posting these signs is important because victims sometimes don't know there are people that can and want to help.
We want to make sure they know that there is help, that there is a number that they can call. There is somebody who's willing to find them, to help them get them back on their feet, to rehabilitate them, and that we do care about them, and we want to aggressively protect them. And so the idea being that we put them in some of the places that these folks might frequent, they'll have an opportunity to see them and make a call and get the help that they need.
And Terry Coonan agrees. He's the executive director of Florida State University Center for the Advancement of Human Rights.
You know, this is another really important step for Florida to have taken.
He says he's been following the anti-human trafficking legislation in the Florida legislature, and Coonan adds requiring the signs to be posted in multiple areas also benefits victims by making more people aware of human trafficking, often called modern-day slavery.
The really important step that Florida has taken now, and it puts us very much in the lead, you know, with a number of other states, but realizing that we have to get the word out better within our communities. It's our citizens. It's our people in religious communities. It's our civic communities. It's people in our businesses and really our metropolitan worlds that they are the ones that, whether they know it or not, may see trafficking. So real important to getting that word out.
The new law takes effect next year. Meanwhile, the governor has also recently approved a measure cracking down on the solicitation for prostitution, a driver of human trafficking in Florida. NDOK 2 public records exemptions protecting the identity and location of human trafficking victims. Those three measures take effect October 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.